Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Trump administration's zero-tolerance border policy has meant some 2,000 migrant children have been taken away from their families and guardians. Even as some in the GOP urge Trump to change course, he is doubling down on the policy and blaming Democrats. With us now, Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint. Congressman, President Trump is not backing down to criticism of his administration's policy that separates minors from their guardians at the southern border. This morning, he repeated his argument that Democrats are to blame for this policy by obstructing passage of legislation to reform our immigration system. What's your response to President Trump?
Well, it's hard to put it into words, but the best I can do is that he's either lying or he's stupid. The president decided on a strategy, a tactic to separate children from their parents in order to try to increase leverage on immigration policy. This is a decision that he made. It's a tactic that he decided. It's morally reprehensible. And I think anyone who looks at this, including independent fact checkers, will see that this is a policy of Donald Trump. And it's a policy that he crafted and that his administration is enacting. And for him to imply that somehow he's bound by law to rip a child out of the arms of its mother is insanity. It's just pure insanity.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said, hey, if you don't want to be arrested and separated from your children, don't cross the border illegally. Does he have any point there? There are other ways to ask for asylum, like going to a legal port of entry.
Well, we're talking about people who are fleeing violence or the threat of violence and appear at the border because they feel like it's the only option they have. Look, perhaps if they were educated in law and studied U.S. immigration policy, they would find a better pathway. But the fact of the matter is, when a parent presents at the border with a child seeking asylum, we have choices as Americans as to how we deal with that. We can have an argument or a discussion about whether that was the right doorway for them to enter. But one thing we don't do is punish those children by taking them away from the only adult that's ever cared for them or that loves them and somehow justify that because the people who are presenting at the border seeking asylum didn't go through the proper channels. It's morally reprehensible. Anyone who supports this policy should bear a stain on their careers for standing in favor of separating children from their parents in order to make a point in the political atmosphere of 2018. Frankly, it's just pathetic. But what's most reprehensible to me is the silence. It's not those who support this, because there are only a few that are willing to stand up and say this is the right policy. But those who sit silently will bear the stain of this moment for their entire lifetime. And they ought to really think carefully about whether or not they want to sit idly by because they're petrified of a tweet from Donald Trump. It's just horrific.
On Friday, we reached out to every one of Michigan's 13 congressional representatives, asking them to send us a statement about their position, their stance on the Trump administration's policy by today. We heard back from all four Democrats, but only one of Michigan's 9 Republican representatives responded. What do you want to say to your Republican colleagues from Michigan who have not weighed in on this issue?
That silence supports the separation of children from their parents. If they are silent, they are endorsing this policy. And they better think carefully about that. This goes so far beyond left and right, Democratic and Republican politics. This goes right to the heart of the integrity and the morality of our society. Do we really want to be known as a society that tolerates this? Does anyone with a chance to speak up want to be known as one who sat silent as these children were being ripped out of the arms of their parents? There's no way to sugarcoat this. Silence means you support the president and his policy of taking a child away from his or her mother. That's completely unacceptable.
Now, the president and others in the White House have pointed out that bad actors have used children in the past to cross our borders and commit illegal acts in our country, gangs like MS-13, for instance. How much of a threat is this in your view?
We can use any threat to justify anything. It is true that we have a lot of work to do on border security and on immigration reform. No question about it. But the idea that we would use innocent children as the tool to sort of make that point is what's frightening to me. We have legislation. In fact, we ought not have to pass a law in the United States of America that says that you can't take children from their parents. But I'm a co-sponsor of a bill that will be introduced this week, the Keeping Families Together Act, that says you can't do this. Now, what it does allow is for a case to be reviewed and to determine whether or not a child is endangered by keeping them with their parent. If that's the case, well, then of course we would want to provide some protection for that child. But let's just keep in mind what's happening here. We're not dealing with, in any serious way, the underlying immigration issues that ought to be addressed. But where the president seems perfectly willing to act aggressively in using his authority is in taking children away from their parents. That's the moment where they're willing to stand up and actually do something. They haven't done anything on anything else. But when it comes to actually taking a child out of the arms of their parents, they seem willing to take action. Shame on them. I am an easygoing person. I understand there are different points of view on all sorts of issues. This infuriates me. And particularly that the president, in a small-minded or disingenuous manner, is saying over and over again that this is the fault of some law passed by Democrats. A, we are not in the majority. But secondly, it's not even true. It's a decision he made. He should own the decision. If he feels so strongly about it, he should own it.
Congress is expected to take up two immigration bills this week. So from what you've seen, would either do anything to prevent this policy of removing children from their families going forward?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, some are saying that the alternative that Paul Ryan, the speaker, is proposing would deal with this, but it does not. It just simply doesn't address it. We have legislation that would. But the larger question is, we have a bipartisan bill that would deal with these immigration issues. Well, let's do that. Let's not make this about Democrats and Republicans who are trying to play gotcha in the middle of a campaign year. Let's take up the bipartisan bill that has equal numbers, literally equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans as co-sponsors. I'm one of them. If it doesn't pass, then fine. You know, look at other alternatives. But at this moment, why wouldn't we take up something that puts the politics aside and actually deals with this question in a more bipartisan, rational way? We really should.
Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee. Congressman, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
And as you just heard, stateside requested statements last Friday from all 13 of Michigan's congressional representatives. We heard from all four Democrats, but of the 9 GOP representatives, only Justin Amash responded. His office referred us to a tweet from May 26 in which he said, and I quote, "When a family seeks asylum, the government shouldn't forcibly separate a young child from a parent unless absolutely necessary. Such separations are inconsistent with our principles as Americans."